Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now it's time to check in with WNYC planning editor Kate Hines. We call this Kate Has a Plan. So, Kate, tomorrow's the big day for New York. New York,
parts
sort of.
New York.
Parts of New York, I should say, to be more accurate. Can you get us up to speed on what's happening, what's opening, what's not?
Right. It's more like the door is being opened a crack in parts of upstate New York where there's a lot of real estate between New York City, Westchester, Rockland, Long Island, and Nassau. So nothing in the immediate WNYC listening area is going to change as of tomorrow for the most part. But the regions upstate are the North Country, which is the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, which is a little bit west of Albany, the Southern Tier, and the Finger Lakes, which has the city of Rochester, which is the biggest city that will start to reopen tomorrow. But only in those places can certain businesses begin spooling up, and that's construction, manufacturing, and retail for curbside pickup. Governor Cuomo did say that statewide, starting tomorrow, landscaping and gardening businesses can start working again, you know, outdoor businesses and low-risk recreational activities such as tennis and drive-in movie theaters. So it's just a little bit. It's just upstate. You know, Governor Cuomo has laid this out, so it's all going to be done in stages, and this is just, quote-unquote, the phase one stage. Like, things that are happening in phases 2, 3, and 4 are not opening, and, you know, phase 2 is indoor retail, phase 3 is restaurants, indoor restaurants, and phase 4 is something like movie theaters and Broadway theaters and schools. So we are a long way away from the very, you know, the complete return to normalcy, but this is sort of like, you know, we're going to test it, and we're going to see how infection rates go in that part of the state. And then as different regions meet the criteria that the state has laid out to begin reopening, and that's things like hospitalization, infection rates, and availability of beds, you know, we'll see how it goes.
So at this point, I know a lot of people probably had May 15th circled in red on their calendar. We're not really going by dates anymore. We're going by that criteria, correct? So
right. Yeah, there are really no more dates. I mean, it's really based on this criteria. There are some dates involved. Like, so a lot of the criteria involve 14-day trends, you know? So if you get 14 days of, you know, downward admissions in hospitals, for example. So a lot of, you know, officials are looking at the calendar closely. But yeah, there are no dates. And, you know, nobody, certainly not Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, will say when the city can begin reopening. This week, Mayor de Blasio said something like, we can talk about doing something maybe in June, but, you know, it's not, that's not been made clear yet. I did want to mention that in New Jersey, non-essential businesses can open for curbside pickup starting next week, and construction projects can start. And Connecticut, I think on May 20th, Connecticut restaurants will be allowed to open with outdoor seating only, although I think some legislators are not happy about that and have asked the governor to reconsider it. So in our area, things are starting to change a little bit.
What do you have planned with our city officials? I know you folks are busy trying to get people on the record about important things.
Yeah, it's been, you know, there's been a certain amount of confusion. You know, there's like the death numbers, death toll numbers, for example, New York City counts them differently than New York State, which has been a little bit confusing. We will have a deputy mayor on local All Things Considered tomorrow, a man named Dr. Raul Perez, Raul Penzahere. I'm going to get his name wrong. Excuse me, I have to look it up. I've said it so many times today, but he is the person who is in charge of Health and Human Services Hospital, Dr. Raul Perea-Henza. And he's like a very important guy who operates largely behind the scenes, and he's in charge of like 13 different agencies ranging from health and hospitals, homeless services, children. So we have a lot of questions that we want to put to him, and we're really interested to see how he responds. And of course, Mayor de Blasio will be on tomorrow, the Brian Lehrer show, and we will be asking Brian to ask him a number of questions there as well. I mean, sort of unrelated, there's a lot of things I'm interested locally in seeing how they're going. the New York City, the open streets, the miles and miles of streets that the city is closing to cars so that people can go out and recreate on them. You know, I'm interested in following that and seeing how that's going.
You mentioned children in our last minute. Can we talk about some of the issues, the health issues, mysterious health issues around children? What are you investigating there?
Yeah, this is the pediatric multi-inflammatory syndrome, pediatric multi-system inflammatory syndrome, which is, you know, something new that has cropped up mostly in New York City, although it's being noticed in, you know, other parts of New York State and I think 14 other states. It's this syndrome that has a variety of different symptoms like fever, rash, abdominal pain, a swollen tongue, and it can be really, really serious. And of the like 100 or so children that have had it in New York City, there seems to be a strong correlation to either testing positive for COVID-19 or testing positive for antibodies to the disease. And, you know, it sort of came out of nowhere. Officials here were really caught off guard, and it's terrifying for parents of young children because, you know, you have no idea, like, is your child just experiencing a normal childhood illness, or is this the, you know, multi-inflammatory syndrome?
Hey, Kate, I got a card out in 3 seconds. Kate has a plan. Kate Hines, thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.